Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us. This weekend starts another round of the Immigrant Summit here in Central Iowa, and with us is Ben Jung. Ben has been involved in this for a long time. You might know him from Ingersoll Wine and Spirits, now with two, by the way, really great locations. Ben, welcome back to the News
Hour. Glad to be back, Michael.
So, are you excited? How many years has this been now?
This coming year is number 10 for Immigrant Entrepreneur Summit, and it started in 2008, and as a back then, the novel idea to gather immigrant entrepreneurs or would-be future business owners to have an opportunity to gain some nuts and bolts of how to open or start your own business.
Sure. Yeah. And what changes have you seen, Ben, in the past 10 years? Are there more? It seems to me, as I look at the landscape, there are more and more immigrants here in the Des Moines metro today than what there were 5 years ago even. Would that be accurate?
I think that's very true. I think you see a huge reflection of what's happening nationwide right here in Iowa. We're not unique to that. It's definitely reflecting here, and you do see it on a day-to-day basis. You don't have to be in a particular part of Iowa that has a, let's say, a business or something that's more commonly known to draw immigrant populations. I think you see it in Polk and the urban areas. And so it does actually reflect a new Iowa.
A new Iowa look. Mm-hmm. You know, what's interesting too, Ben, is that we know individuals that are in rural Iowa, that those populations are rapidly changing to the fear of some who are there. But the Hispanic population in many, many of our rural counties is now, it's getting significant.
Very significant. And if you look at Main Street, I think it reflects right. Some of those changes. And without some of the folks there, you would probably have much emptier Main Streets. Mm-hmm. So this is adding to the livelihood, the culture of these rural communities. And I would say we also see some of that energy locally in Central Iowa as well.
Now, the Immigrant Entrepreneurial Summit that happens this Saturday, it's up in Ankeny at the FFA Enrichment Center, correct?
Yes, at the Enrichment Center.
And have you seen what types of businesses are immigrants getting into? Is there a certain class or type of business, or is it pretty much all over the board?
Well, even big businesses have to begin at some level.
Sure.
And so it's not limited to the typical mom and pops that you might imagine. There certainly are the food-related businesses, but I've also seen more tech related to an extent. Mm-hmm. And also I'm thinking of an example where we had a group out of the Quad Cities area doing media and newspaper for Spanish speaking, for instance, and being very successful. And last year's, I think we call it our Underwriting Expose, the chance to walk away with a $5,000 no strings attached check thanks to some of the sponsorships, really make a big dent in that area, which in the media area for Spanish speaking, very successful business launch.
Now, you also have a trade show during this. Is that correct?
The trade show being the ceremony.
Well, some displays or
the vendors, the exhibitors, we would call them. There will be about 50, I believe. The number keeps growing, but it's a great way to have the businesses exposed to other resources that are available to them, whether it's banking or loan related, or even other businesses helping businesses with a gentleman who is offering satellite radio or music. Am I allowed to say that?
Sure.
services for their businesses as the guests come into the place of business and have some music or things of that nature. He's offering that.
Ben Jung, ladies and gentlemen, you would know him perhaps from Ingersoll Wine and Spirits, but he is here today on the Immigrant Entrepreneurial Summit that happens on Saturday. Now, you don't have to be an immigrant to go, do you?
No, absolutely not. Maybe have that immigrant spirit. We are all immigrants. Just some of us look further back than others. But,
that's right.
You know, that is the spirit of America that drives us to accomplish and always look for achieving the American dream. And so we're emphasizing that that idea still exists. And even if you haven't had that multi-generational access to your friends and network, that you can still be successful in Iowa.
Particularly in Iowa. This gets underway on Saturday morning, correct?
Correct. We're kicking off at around 8. The official workshops, the classes start right around 9:30. And then there is a luncheon award ceremony where we highlight some of the successes of our award winners. There are four categories, including a immigrant champion or a non-immigrant award recipient. So it's a real uplifting and success stories that we share with the audience. And then they have the chance to hit a couple more sessions in the afternoon and stick around for that underwriting expose. Again, three groups competing for that small business loan, no strings attached. So that's kind of fun
very nice.
See them compete for that.
It is called the Iowa Immigrant Entrepreneurial Summit, and it happens on Saturday. And we've been visiting with Ben Jung. Ben, thanks for making time to come down
Thank
here
you.
And do
Glad
this.
To be back on.
You're always welcome, sir.
All right.
If you want to talk about Ingersoll Wine and Spirits or the Immigrant Summit.
We need to talk about wine and spirits. It's almost Thanksgiving, folks.
It is. Make sure that you get down there. One of the things I think that you do at your place, and yes. Let me just give a plug to this, people that have questions about what wine or what things go, you guys have got real experts hanging around down there.
Where there's food, wine is very close by and vice versa. So we like to advise or give the recommendations to match up your dish with that perfect wine or perfect beverage. So.
Good stuff. Ben Jung, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so very much for doing this.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Michael. We've got to step aside. When we come back, Mike Boone is with Adaptive Sports. The nonprofit is located in Ames. We're going to be talking about that next here on the Business News Hour.